At midday, Astrid and Cinzia stood together in front of the Odinite crowd at Jane's left hand. On her right stood the other three disciples, Ocrestia, Alessa, and Patrissa. The wind whipped at Astrid's hair and clothing, threatening to tear her hood away. She pulled the hood down tighter over her face.
Do you really think anything will come of this?
Cinzia shrugged.
Jane has made some ridiculous claims in the past, but...
But she isn't often wrong.
No, she isn't. Although she has not quite been right, either.
True enough.
She had expected Jane to give another speech before they began this ridiculous march, but instead, Jane simply walked forward, away from the crowd and toward the city. Cinzia said nothing and began to slowly walk forward with her sister. The entire Odinite following moved forward as one, and Astrid felt a strange kinship with everyone around her. Despite the disconnect between them, despite the fact that she was a bloody vampire and these people had nothing to do with her, she felt a part of them. The gates ahead were closed and barred. On top of the wall, Astrid could see the sons, armed with bows and crossbows, waiting for them. When Jane, Astrid, and the disciples reached a distance at which they could communicate, they stopped.
Good day to you.
The sons looked at one another, then back down at Jane.
What do you want?
Safe passage through Curlin and onward to Tria. Nothing more.
We've given you our answer. None of you are getting through this gate.
Jane squinted in the sun.
I will ask you one more time. We seek safe passage through Curlin and onward to Tria.
And we'll respond the same way. That will not happen.
Very well. We walk forward, one foot in front of the other, and have faith in Kanta's power. That is all we ever need do.
Jane took Cinzia's hand on one side and Acrestia's on the other. Cinzia seemed surprised at the gesture, but then reluctantly held out her other hand to Astrid.
Nope, don't think so.
Just do it. Play along for now. Do it for naught, if nothing else.
Astrid pulled the cloak further down over her head. Then she took Cinzia's hand, while almost simultaneously the person next to her, a woman Astrid didn't even know, took her other hand. She glanced over her shoulder. Every Odinite on foot that Astrid could see had followed suit, holding hands. And behind them came the wagons, handcarts, people on horseback. Jane had eschewed her own horse and insisted the disciples do the same while they first approached the wall.
Forward. One foot in front of the other. Have faith.
As one, the Odinites began to walk forward.
Stop right there!
On the wall, the sons were raising crossbows, others knocking arrows to their bows, but still more cast their eyes about, unsure of what to do.
Do not go any farther! In the name of the Asera, the denomination, and Holy Kanta herself, I command you to stop!
One foot in front of the other! Have faith!
Astrid tensed. If it came to violence, she would only be able to do so much. The sun was high in a cloudless sky, and there were a lot of suns on that wall. She looked up at Cinzia. She was staring straight ahead, eyes wide.
This had better bloody...
Astrid gripped Cinzia's hand more tightly and felt Cinzia do the same. The city wall began to crumble. The Merlins collapsed first, the stones breaking and fragmenting again and again as they fell. The rest of the parapet followed, the sons now standing awkwardly in full view, unprotected. They did not stand there long. The crumbling stones disintegrated completely as they collapsed, and the strong wind carried the dust away eastward over the forest. Soon, all that remained where Curlin's wall once stood were the sons of Kanta, lying injured but alive on the bare ground. Astrid stood only a few rods away from the wall itself, but looking down at herself, she was surprised to see she was untouched by dust or debris.
What the shit?
She looked up at Cinzia. Tears were streaming down Cinzia's face. She opened her mouth, but whether she meant to say anything or not, Astrid couldn't tell.
One foot in front of the other. Have faith.
Jane gestured, and a few Odinites led the disciples' horses up to the front of the crowd. From horseback, Jane glanced around at the Odinites. They smiled back.
On to Tria!
The sons allowed the Odinites to move right past them. Many sons cared for those who'd been wounded in the fall from the wall, but to Astrid's surprise, none of the injuries seemed grievous. Perhaps a few broken bones here and there at the worst. The rest of the sons just stared at the passing Odinites in confusion, concern, and awe. Jane led the Odinites through the city streets of Curlin. Citizens stared at where their wall used to be, and then at the Odinites, bewilderment etched on their faces. No one said a word to them as they passed through the city. As they walked, it became clear the entire wall had fallen, not just the section to the north. Soon Jane, Astrid, and the disciples had led the Odinites through Curlin and over the disintegrated stump of the wall on the southern side of the city. The coastal road leading south toward Tria was open before them. Astrid and Cinzia rode their horses a short distance away from the main group.
What now? We wait?
Well, I suppose...
Cinzia's eyes glazed over as she cocked her head to one side. Before Astrid could ask what in oblivion was going on, Cinzia's eyes widened, focusing once again on Astrid.
We need to ride south. Now.
What just happened, Cinzia?
Trust me, Astrid. If we want to catch Nott, we need to leave immediately.
You're going to need to tell me sooner or later.
Please, Astrid, if we want to save Nott...
All right. You're a grown woman. You're supposed to know what you're doing.
Ewart rode up beside them.
You're going after Nott?
Yes, we are. And apparently we're not keeping it much of a secret.
I'll come with you.
No, we need you here, Ewart. With Nott and Astrid gone, you and the prelates are the last line of defense for the Odinites.
I'll only take a few of my prelates and leave the rest with Jane. Horus can lead them while I'm gone. He's more than capable.
Cinzia looked at Astrid, who shrugged.
Black Matron will have sons with her, and probably a goddess guard or two. Might be good to have extra swords to handle them.
Very well, Ewart. Come with us. Bring half a dozen of your best soldiers.
I don't need to run this by Jane first.
No, we don't.
Astrid smiled. It was time to settle things with the Black Matron once and for all.